From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Water levels at a nuclear power plant in Japan dropped again today, raising the specter of a possible meltdown. The earthquake and tsunami that rocked the country's eastern coast knocked out the cooling systems at the Fukushima Daiichi plant, and workers are trying desperately to compensate. In light of the danger in Japan, people on this side of the Pacific are asking tough questions about the safety of American nuclear plants. At the White House, the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission told reporters today that the infrastructure in this country is solid and strong, but he also said the U.S. is looking carefully at Japan to see if there are lessons to be learned. For more on the picture in this country, we're joined now by Richard Denning. He's a professor in the nuclear engineering program at Ohio State University. Professor, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Can you tell us just how dependent we are here in America on nuclear energy?
Well, 20% of our electricity is generated by nuclear power plants. We have 104 nuclear power plants, and they're all very similar in design to the one that are in trouble in Japan. 40% are boiling water reactors of that type, or similar in design to that, and the others are pressurized water reactors. But they all are very similar in the way they produce electricity.
Are they similar also in terms of their safety structure in case something catastrophic should happen?
Yes, there are some differences in the containment designs for pressurized water reactors versus boiling water reactors, but they provide a comparable level of safety.
People in this country are probably very concerned right now about earthquake safety, and I'm wondering what plants in this country might be most vulnerable to an earthquake. Should we presume that we're talking about the ones in California?
Well, the ones in California are certainly more likely to have an earthquake and a larger earthquake than we would have throughout the country. But every nuclear power plant in the United States is protected against a certain level of earthquake that's appropriate to the region in which they're built. So that although the ones in California would have larger earthquakes, their design basis is more robust, so that you would not expect to have a higher likelihood of a core meltdown accident as a result of a earthquake that exceeded the design basis for California.
Now, you've said something interesting there, though. They're designed appropriate to the region where they're built. The Fukushima plant was reportedly built to withstand a quake of 7.9 magnitude. The quake in Japan was much larger than that, more than 10 times the strength. So yeah. What does that say about the standard in the States and whether that standard is appropriate?
Well, I think that, of course, this is obviously was an exceptional earthquake that occurred in Japan. Could there be an exceptional earthquake at some low probability in the United States relative to what the design basis is? I think that it certainly is possible that that's true. But I think you also have to look and see that it certainly appears that despite the very large earthquake there and relative to its design basis, as far as the shaking element of it is concerned, it certainly appears that the plants had enough margin beyond what we call a safe shutdown earthquake that they really accommodated that. And the thing that got them was the size of the tsunami. And so I would think that if anybody's going to be looking at anything closely as a result of this, it'll be the question of for those plants that are on oceans, has there been adequate design margin been provided for tsunamis? That seems to be, at this point, the big question that we're raising.
And one other big question, and we can try to get to it quickly before I let you go.
Sorry.
The nuclear industry always takes lessons from big disasters. Are there lessons that are already being taken and perhaps applied here in the States from what's going on now in Japan?
Well, it's a little early to say for sure there are. I happen to be at a conference right now where on risk assessment, and, of course, the key issue right now is seismic. It was really planned that it would be a key issue would be seismic, but everybody here is now trying to look and see, are there lessons learned from this that we would go back and apply to either the plants that we have now or future plants?
Richard Denning, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Richard Denning. He's a professor of nuclear engineering at Ohio State University.